What if I was to tell you there's an everyday food that's very inexpensive? It's had over 20 years of study about it, and it's really fascinating what this food can do for you just as part of your diet. The more of this you eat, the more you lower your risk of certain cancers. Now, what am I talking about? You're not going to believe it. Well, it's beans, the magical fruit. Beans have more servings of fiber than any other single vegetable. Just a single serving will give you 20% of your daily recommended fiber. Researchers in Japan did a 7-year study. They studied more than 43,000 people between the ages of 40 and 79 that had high cancer risk and ate little fiber. The more fiber they got from beans, the lower the risk of colon cancer, especially in men, became. It was the bean fiber that impacted the colon cancer statistics more than any other single source. Other research indicates that the fiber in beans, like garbanzos, actually keep your body from absorbing carcinogens. When you take in less carcinogens, the less damage is done to your cells, tissues, and other organs. And of course, less damage equates to lower cancer risk in the long run. It's too bad that the same cannot be said for ingesting many of the meats that we all eat. I'm actually guilty of that myself. Beans are known to contain phytochemicals which naturally fight cancer and free radicals, which ruin your cells and tissues through oxidation. The phytochemicals neutralize the free radicals before they can do damage. Greek researchers tested extracts from 11 different legumes, as you know, beans are legumes, and found that all of them neutralized free radicals. Not only that, but most of them also protected DNA from oxidative damage, which more or less explains the key to beans' anti-cancer potential. What about studies showing that beans help women thwart breast cancer? In a study of 90,000 young nurses, the ones who ate beans or lentils at least twice a week were far less likely to develop breast cancer. The experts assume that the flavanols, again, phytochemicals, block the free radicals, prevent oxidative damage to the cells, and encourage cancerous cells to die. And all you really have to do is work in at least 2 servings of beans and lentils into your weekly diet. Not too much to ask for, folks, for the difference. We all know there's quite a fad about cutting carbs. If you're concerned at all about colon cancer, forget about it. The carbs in beans are a unique kind that the body cannot digest. As such, they wind up fermenting in your colon thanks to the bacteria living in your gut. The fermentation process produces a compound called butyrate that basically squashes inflammation and the abnormal cell growth that can lead to cancer. In addition, the ingestible carbs help give beans a low glycemic index, meaning, again, a lower risk of colon cancer. This is the super benefit of eating low glycemic index foods. Well, theory leads to subjectivity, so the researchers decided to put their theories to work. They took people that had previously had colon polyps removed, changed their diets to include more cooked dry beans, and after 4 years, those that ate the most beans were 65% less likely to see those polyps return. All the beans seem to work, whether they're baked, pinto, kidney, navy, white, black, garbanzo, or even lima beans, all cut colon cancer risk. And in addition, the more legumes that men ate, the less likely they were to get prostate cancer. 3 major studies found that eating lots of legumes, including beans, lentils, and split peas, dropped prostate cancer risk between 29 and 38%. Well, unfortunately for me, the study also showed that if you eliminate or lower your meat intake, those percentages climb incredibly. Still another weapon against cancer is the folate found in B vitamins, which beans are a great source of. Eating high folate foods reduces the risk of pancreatic and colon cancer. In addition, the folate helps to build and repair DNA. Too little leads to DNA damage, and supplements will not provide the protection that folate-rich foods do. So here's another really inexpensive food that can be bought everywhere, pretty safe to buy organically or not. I prefer still organic, but easy to buy, inexpensive to buy, and definitely has a positive response on you and your family's daily diet. As I do each week, I always try to do some what I call organic matters, science facts. Sometimes they're even good news. The Igbo Forest in Cameroon is one of the last intact forests in all of Central Africa. It is a biodiversity hotspot, home to hundreds of rare plants and animal species, including tool-using Nigerian chimpanzees, western gorillas, forest elephants, red colobus monkeys, and the giant Goliath frogs. The 600 square miles of mountain slopes and river valleys are covered by thick tree canopies that shelter a fascinating array of species. Dion Ngute signed a decree that turned half of the Igbo forest into a so-called forest management area, meaning that the government could begin to sell logging concessions. Not a good idea. However, on August 11th, Ngute, at the direction of the president of the country, Paul Biya, withdrew the decree suspending all logging plans. President Biya also ordered a delay to reclassify an additional 160,000 acres of the Igbo, which might have opened up even more forest for logging had he not done it. Apart from its rich biodiversity, the Igbo forest is culturally and societally important for the indigenous people, who consider it to be their sacred ancestral home. The Banin people were ousted from the forest back in the 1960s, but took up settlements just a few miles from its borders. They still rely on the forest for foods and medicines. Meanwhile, the proximity of the forest to the big cities make it an easy target for bushmeat producers. Both conservation groups and the indigenous leaders welcomed the withdrawal of the decree, but remain concerned about the future of the forest. Conservation groups hope that the international community will seize the opportunity to work with the government of Cameroon to make the Igbo Forest a permanent showcase for long-term conservation in harmony with the very challenged communities. And while we're on the subject of forest, there's a new finding that I found rather interesting from Yale University, Yale Environment 360, it's called. Nations around the world are pledging to plant billions of trees to grow new forest. But today, at Yale Environment 360, one of the contributing writers, Fred Pierce, examines new research that finds natural forest regrowth, that is, allowing the land to regenerate on its own, holds far more potential to absorb carbon from the atmosphere and fight climate change than previously estimated. The study identified up to 1.67 billion acres that could be set aside to allow trees to regrow, which would capture an estimated 73 billion tons of carbon in biomass and soils between now and the years 2050, about the time they would mature. This is equal to around 7 years of current industrial emissions, making it the single largest natural climate solution we've come across so far. Not long ago, I had a friend of mine that's not as nature nerdy as me, and he came across a fact that I had realized earlier. There's more forest right now in the New England area of the United States than there was when we came here. So there are ways to live with it, live among it, and let it live. And it's happening in other parts, even right in Texas. We've got some regrowth that we probably would have thought wouldn't have happened 30 years ago. Let's just take the last, a couple of minutes of this, technically, the last show for the year 2020, because of the way the holidays have happened to come down. The next time we'll be on will be the beginning of 2021, I guess the second day. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. It's worked pretty good. I've gotten my share at least of emails. I always use natureapproved@yahoo.com. N-A-T-U-R-E-A-P-P-R-O-V-E-D at Yahoo. And I try to answer every one of them. Now, I do have a little bit of a problem because I've been using that same address for over 20 years. I have to kind of watch my spam sometimes. I get things that I thought would come to me, and most people's address comes right through. But occasionally, one will get stuck. So if you don't hear from me, don't hesitate to communicate again. And if I have things I've offered through the year, I have booklets on how to make compost tea makers and how to plant any of your basic plants, tomatoes, anything you want a little reference on, especially if you're on computer. I'll even send it in the mail if I have to, but let me know. That's got to be sort of, I guess that's why the post office is in trouble. But I don't send a lot in the mail, but if I need to, I will, if that's the only way you communicate. And just to come to me, gosh, it's a little difficult, but get to me through Nature Approved, even if you're not on the computers regularly. Do what I do when I travel. Now I actually carry a computer with me, but in the old days, I'd stop at any library, and I've not been to one where they charge you anything. You can go in, use their computers, and get any information that you want. So that's sort of one good way to always communicate. And I'm going to be here. We have not been going to the station. I don't know if I'm the only guy not doing it. I'm sure that on the weekends, all of us here are basically pre-recorded, or at least I try to do mine within a day or so. I'm doing this a day earlier than normal because I thought maybe people at the station didn't want to bother at Christmas Eve to come in and stick it on the air. So this will be another day older than normal, but I just did good facts anyway. I'm not doing a lot of real news. I don't even want to get into that to the end of the year. I mean, there's just so much going on that's hectic. And as I get older, I guess I get less tolerant of it. So anyway, just wanted to thank you for tuning in to Organic Matters every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 o'clock. Always remember natureapproved@yahoo.com. I could use some other addresses, but since I have this show several places and I'm now doing a podcast of part of a bunch of stuff, I just decided that everybody can get to me at Nature Approved. So appreciate it. And the next time you hear me, it'll be the year 2021, next Saturday. So enjoy the rest of this week and go through next week and do me a favor. By all means, you need to communicate, stay with your family, but remember what's going on. Whatever you do, try to be safe, if not for yourself, for the people around you. And belated, Merry Christmas.